Hey, what's happening, man? This podcast is brought to you by Cronwell's Woodworks, veteran-owned and operated. Matter of fact, it's active duty operated and owned. So check him out. Also, want to say thanks to Jim Wilson for putting together an amazing reunion. I talk about that briefly, and I also really get into what the difference between 100% VA ratings and 0% VA ratings are. Just want to say thanks. If you want to donate to the show, cool. Hit me up Venmo at Josh96O'Brien. If not, that's totally cool. Either way, if you do, I'll send you stickers. Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, it's me, Josh O'Brien, coming to you from my room. No special fucking studio this time, nothing like that. I do miss the time at the comedy store, but hey, I'm just chilling at the house. Anyway, I had to bring back the civilianization podcast. I didn't know how impactful and how good it really was. I did. I think COVID just gave me a good excuse to not do anything whatsoever. So I had that. I ain't going to bullshit you. Yeah, I got fucking lazy. Well, here I am now. There's no excuse. All I can do is just be here now. And that's one thing I thought was awesome throughout my career in the military. And I think anywhere else is like the second you admit that you fucked up, that just eliminates the rest of your life trying to fucking cover it up. But I asked for a couple questions that you guys might have, and had a couple good ones, man, and it was short notice. So I'm asking now, so I have a whole week, because I'm going to start doing these on Wednesdays, either 5 or 6 o'clock at night, and I'm not going to lie, the Detroit Red Wings hockey schedule is going to have something to do with it, most likely. So I'm a fucking hockey fan. I'll get into that, the whole thing later, but one of the things was filing claims for people that wanted to go when you get out. Like, a lot of people think that they they're stealing money, or they're taking money away from somebody else, or something like that. That's completely wrong. Like, you are owed this money. You are fucked up. You should get paid. The military spent an entire your career saying you break, you buy. You know what I'm saying? So they break you, they should pay for you. That's how it is. So get that out of your fucking head that you're not worth filing claims. Another thing too is I forget the exact percentage. I could find out, but you can Google. But I'm telling you right now that a lot of people don't know is that I believe it's 30%. Is anything over 30%, you get two checks. So if you retire, that is. So you have your regular thing, and then you have your other part, your other check as well. So you have two checks. A lot of people don't know that. Also, another thing too is there's really the maximum you can get is 100%. But there's two types of 100%. You have 100%, whereas like your percentage might weigh out to like 60. But you're going to get paid at 100% because you can't work physically. Your body is unable to work, so they say. And then you also have 100% permanent in total, which means you have a million different problems. Maybe one big problem. Maybe you have PTSD that's really bad, or a carpal tunnel or something like that's really bad. So you're going to be 100% that way. And permanent in total means there's like other things that they all added all together. And permanent in total, if you're 100% disabled and permanent in total, you can still work. You can still get a fucking job. You can do whatever the hell you want. And you're going to collect your 100% permanent in total, which is over $3,000 a month. And on top of that, if you have family and dependents, you get more and more for that. But that's one thing you got to think about. Another thing to think about as well is that if you're collecting that money, there's a lot of people like, I should be at 100%. And like, bitch, you never fucking swung a hammer. You didn't do nothing. You did absolutely nothing. Some people are trying to like get shit they don't deserve. That's one thing. There's a lot of other people that do deserve that shit. And the problem is that I've seen is it's so backwards when it comes to the people's mentality. The people that feel like they're owed everything a lot of times they're the people didn't do shit. And then you have the people that should be getting paid and they have the mentality that they're not worth it, which is completely wrong, because those are a lot of those people I followed. I thought they were fucking awesome leaders. They taught me some cool shit, and they busted their ass, and the shit they taught me, I passed that on to other troops. They had a fucking ripple effect. They have no clue how good of a leader they were while they were in. And then when they get out, they don't realize that they had that much of an impact, and it kept going. So those people, it sucks. Cause I mean, you're probably sitting in San Antonio, Texas, and you're sitting there thinking, you know what? I shouldn't get this money because it's fucking stupid and other people deserve it, and they're way more worse off than I am and all this other stuff. Well, surprise, motherfucker. It doesn't matter. That shit is sitting in a pot. That money is there for you. You earned it. They break, they buy. How many times do you have to fix your gear or pay for gear that you broke? You know what I'm saying? So there's that. And you have another, the 100%, if you're 100% permanent and total, you can still work. So let's get that myth out of the way. And there's also another type of 100% where it's like, you can't work. You know, so if you're not 100 permanent and total, and you're basically, it basically says you cannot work. All right. That's the easiest way to not confuse everybody on that. So when you get to 100%, should you file for more stuff? No. You can. Other people will tell you to, but the problem is if you do file for new stuff, and this is how I got fucked, and then they fixed me, and I had a good veteran service officer, Castellanos, who is a former CB also. And this is how they fucked me, man, is so my back's fucked up, my knees are fucked up, my shoulders are fucked up, I got PTSD, whatever. I have a bunch of shit that happened. I paid my dues, but when I went and I refiled for something, what came back was they changed my asthma to zero. I was at 20%, and they changed my asthma from 20% to 0% because they also added my back, which wasn't even filed, which was 20%. So what they did is whenever you go for a reevaluation, all that stuff that's in there, they reevaluate everything. Unless they're lazy as fuck, then they might not do anything. But for the most part, they have the opportunity to reevaluate everything that's in there. So they took away my asthma and turned it to zero and gave me a back problem. So I stayed at the same percentile. See how they trick fucked it right there? And they can do that. And when I got out, here's the kicker. I just got out of the hospital for asthma. So I took my paperwork and I took it to the VSO, Veteran Service Officer, on Figueroa down in downtown LA at the Bob Hope building, sat and talked to him, finally did the proper paperwork. Here's the thing. A lot of people want to go to lawyers and all that other stuff, which you can do. And I'm not going to say don't do it. I will discourage you from doing it. And I will say use a Veteran Service Officer because they are free and that's their job. And they actually try to fucking help you versus a lot of these lawyers. Some, God bless them, they're good people, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of them, they're vultures. And the reason why they're doing what they're doing is so they can collect that money, you know? So you have somebody that's going to do the exact same thing, and then you also have somebody that knows how the system works. Some of them are kind-hearted, there's my disclaimer. But for the most part, they're fucking vultures. And what they're going to do is they're going to stall your claim as long as they possibly can. So that way, the longer it takes for them, that's the more of a payout they get. So they're going to take that percentile and they're going to pull it in. So that's where a big misconception is. A lot of people don't realize that all you got to do is Google whatever county you're in, because it's funded by the county. So you go to whatever county you're in and you type in veteran service officer and set up an appointment, a motherfucking SAP. Because if you don't have these claims in, then you're kind of fucked. And when you get back pay only goes from the time it's filed. So you file it in goes all the way up to the people that make the decisions, the board, and they're like, oh, yeah, this dude is fucked up. He's masturbating 37 times a day, and he shits his pants, and then he rubs it on his face like it's Indian war paint. Yeah, well, yeah, you're fucked up, and you should definitely get paid, you know what I'm saying, because you're doing some weird things, you know. But at the same time, you know, if you have carpal tunnel or anything like that, you should definitely file these claims. Now, if you're not at 100% and you're still like curious on things, file, man. And there's a lot of things too. People don't realize is that you can do buddy letters. Like you can get a friend of yours to like sit down and help, you know, write some shit. I did one for Kevin Mounts, buddy of mine that I've known. He was my roommate when I was in NMCB 5, Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 5. He was my roommate and he fucking snored. You know, so like, you know, you have sleep apnea and that kind of shit. Or if somebody seen like, I don't know, you're hammered and you rode a fucking moped off of a pier and you're on active duty. And then, you know, you twisted your ankle on the fall into the water, whatever. Have somebody write that buddy statement saying that, yeah, they saw you get fucked up and they saw you hurt yourself. And since you're on active duty, even though you're hammered on a moped that went off a fucking pier into the water, you were still on active duty. So it doesn't matter. It's sports injury. You're on active duty. Doesn't fucking matter. File that shit. You got hurt while on active duty. So buddy letters help. Another thing too, somebody was asking some questions about like, why is 0% a good thing? All right. So fucking 0% is a very good thing. The reason being is saying that you did do something while you were in the military and it could be an ailment and it could be a problem. We'll just say carpal tunnel. So say carpal tunnel. You're rated at 0% carpal tunnel, which, yeah, it sucks you got carpal tunnel, but it's cool that it's in your record because you might have gotten out and God bless you for doing 5 years. You did 5 years in the military and then you got out after that. And you have carpal tunnel when you separated. So we'll say that you're 25 years old, you know? 25 years old, 0% rating on your carpal tunnel, but it does say it's service connected. And you have all these other things that are there, which, you know, say you're rating at 30% or whatever. So we'll just use 30. So 25 years old. Now you're 35 years old and you can barely hold a fucking hammer. You know, that carpal tunnel got bad. The beautiful thing about being rated at 0% is it means that you probably are going to get worse. Wink, wink. So like, if you are going to get worse, then go refile. If you're not at 100%, keep fucking refiling, dude. Like, yeah, they might be able to knock you down, but at the same time, just get back up and keep refiling. Because if you're at 0% and, you know, you got out at 25 years old and you're doing some carpentry shit, and then here you go at 35 years old from an ailment that happened service-connected that got worse over time, your percentage might go up. So that 30%, or is that zero, you might have zero, and then that goes to 20, 30, 40, whatever. God damn it. I need to turn the volume off on this. All right, so back to the thing I was talking about. 0% is a good thing. It's good. If you have a 0%, that's awesome because it's service connected. Now, non-service connected, that kind of sucks. You're going to want to dig deep and find those supporting documents. Or once again, do a buddy statement like we're talking about and that kind of thing. So get that shit together. You can do it. I believe in you. You know, just be tenacious. Be tenacious D. If you have anything that's wrong with you, document it. And also go through and get the supporting documentation. Another thing you might want to do as well is if you're still on active duty and you're a little bit older like me and then some of the people that came in, I would say if you came in basically before 2005-ish, you still have a paper record, you know, because most of the stuff's all like computer generated and it's all in there now. But if you're a little bit older and you've been in, while you're on active duty, still get a copy of your service record, make one-sided copies of all the shit that's in there. And so that way when you file it, you got it all. And it makes life so much easier when you just pull through it. And if you have a cool corpsman, which I did, and I won't mention names because she's still on active duty, but she was a fucking badass HM1 when I was in my last battalion. And thank you very much for helping me out. I had a HM1 print out my, for Army people, my doc, my E6 doc for Marines and Navy. You know what HM1 is. All right, anyway, fucking back to the thing. All right, so I had her print out my medical record, separate it in two things. Separate your mental health from your regular shit, and that way your mental health stuff can go in somewhere else. And also, if you're still on active duty and you have a mental health issue, the stigma is pretty much gone where you're fucked if you go in for help. When I was through, and when I came in 96 to 2016, it was starting to go away towards the end. You know, I would say probably my last 5 years, the mental health stigma kind of went away. And, but we still thought it was a thing. It's not. I went to a retirement ceremony recently, not retirement. Well, it was a retirement slash change of command for, ACB1. Like, Captain Miranda is a skipper there now. Good guy. Awesome skipper. I worked for him in Little Creek at 1NCD. So I was there watching Rafi become the new skipper of this place, but the outgoing skipper, you know, openly talked about having mental health issues. And, so did one of the guest speakers. And that's a fucking beautiful thing, because a lot of things we were really tough. But the problem with being tough is that you're foolish sometimes, because what you think is tough is not. Like, what's really tough is actually saying, hey man, I need some fucking help. You know, so if you need some help, go get yourself some help. You know what I mean? So like, if you're still on active duty, get that shit, get that annotated, get it all documented. If you've seen some shit, say some shit, you know, that's one of the biggest things too. And it's also the holiday season. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of alone. Like, I don't mean like by themselves. I'm just saying, I mean, a lot of people like are in their head a little bit alone, like right now. And, you know, so reach out to your friends and family that are out there, you know, veterans especially, because we are against reaching out a lot of times. You know, and I know I sound like I'm repeating myself and going down the same rabbit hole over and over and again. All right, I need my glasses so I can read this stuff. So like, you know, reach out and all that other fun stuff. But going back to the whole veterans thing and talking about getting together with other veterans and stuff like that and reaching out, reunions are a fucking awesome thing, man. I want to give a big shout out to Jim Wilson. He put together a Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 4 reunion thing a few years back, like maybe a decade or two back. I don't know, a while back. They started with three guys going to Vegas to get fucked up and hang out and party. And I tell you what, Jim can fucking drink. So anyways, like with all these other cats, with those guys, it was really cool because you had a chance to meet people that came before you. If you're not a CB and you don't know what CBs is, we do construction. We're, you know, SEALs are the rock stars. We're the roadie. That's basically the easiest way to put it. Marine Corps, the other rock stars, and you know, we're their rock stars. Who am I kidding? But anyways, we build camps all over the world, and it's a small group of people that are in the Navy CBs. And one of the things I love about it is just like any kind of smaller unit, SEAL teams have a lot of this. Marines have a lot of bit of this, where it's like once a CB, always a CB. And it feels really good to have that connection with other people that did exactly what you did as well. You know, so like if you're running into other CBs or Marines or whatever it is, that did a specific job in the military, it's really cool to see the previous generations and the post generations, because we do things so much differently. And we all have the one guy who's like, well, back in my day, it was so much better. Blah, 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 blah. There's so much things that are way better in the past, but there are so much things that are way better now. I remember like my first deployment, DC, It was an awesome view too. Taught me a lot of cool shit. Chocolate milk. Motherfucker had this Kahlua drink he would take with him, and he would just get fucked up 24/7. Loved the guy to death. Taught me a lot of cool shit about building. And he spent so much of his money calling his wife back home, like almost entire full on paychecks, you know? So that's the thing that kind of sucks, like almost full on paychecks to call home, which, you know, and then, and today I remember my last deployment. Snapchat was big at the time. I'm Snapchatting my kiddo. Paley's back in Ohio. And if you're still watching, hi, kiddo, love you. And, I'd send silly, stupid Snapchats every once in a while. She hates the phone anyway, so that kind's a plus, because I don't really like talking on the phone either. But we'd send each other Snapchats, and it'd be like, hey, how you doing? You good? And that's it, you know, like nonstop. Whereas back then, you're paying $1 a minute for a fucking phone call, you know, and also you're waiting weeks for shit to show up because of care package and all that other stuff. So that's one of the crazy things about then and now, and just being able to hear the history of why we do things, you know, and why there's like, it's like why things are important, you know, and also that you are part of a big fucking thing. Like, God bless every one of you guys, or this flying spaghetti monster if you're an atheist, you know, Pastafarian. If you're a Pastafarian, flying spaghetti monster blesses you. So like, for all the shit that you've done, you're part of a big thing. Thank you so much for service. You know, you did some cool shit while you're in, and you walk away from it, you kind of forget about it. You know, so that's another cool thing about these reunions. There are people that haven't seen each other for 30 years that were there. You know, I remember Jim Wilson telling me about that, and about that afterwards. There's people there from like 80s battalions and late 70s, and they haven't seen each other since the 70s and 80s. And that, I thought that was phenomenal. And if you guys haven't left yet, or if you're listening, you're just hopping on now, I just want to say thanks a lot to you guys that were there. There was a lot of people that are fans of the show. I had no clue. And I didn't really realize this had an impact as much as it does. So I really fucking appreciate you guys for letting me know that. And you know, so anyways, reunions are good. Jim Olsen's a bad motherfucker, and let's see here. So keep pushing forward. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm doing the best I can. Holidays are coming up. It's almost Thanksgiving. So once again, look out for each other. If you haven't heard from a fellow vet, or they're posting some weird dark shit that's not normal from their weird dark shit that they already post already, reach out and talk to them. Yes, a lot of people are drama queens, but the thing is that fucking, you might be drama queening the fuck out of something right now, but sometimes some fires need to be fed. You know what I mean? So they might be doing some drama queen bullshit that's typical, and that's fine. You still got to tell them you fucking love them. I'll still message somebody I know that they're just doing the drama queen attention thing. You know, that's one thing. But if somebody gets quiet and you don't hear from them for a while, or they're starting to post some dark shit, fucking reach out, hit them people up, man. Like I said, holidays, a lot of people want to throw statistics, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck about statistics one way or the other. I just want to keep as many more vets around as possible, because we've lost too many to this fucking dark monster of suicide, you know? So, reach out, hit each other up. And also, if you know of any reunions, or you know any veterans, talk to them. Find out. Fucking go to some reunions and stuff. I want to say thank you to Cronwell's Woodworks, because Cronwell's Woodworks sent me some money. Thank you. And you guys can too, at Josh96O'Brien. I feel like I'm doing a fucking stupid one of those Jerry's Kids things. All right, hey, I need money for bandwidth, and I produce this podcast. No, actually, I want to promote any CBs, or not just CBs, but any veteran. If you have a company or an organization or something, you're doing some shit, I want to get you guys out there. Go to Cronwell's Woodworking and check that shit out. Mounts are just now showing up. That's funny. I just talked about you 5 minutes ago. I was talking about doing buddy support letters, and now you just popped on to the Facebook Live. That's cool. Also, for those that don't know about Jake Schumann, he was a builder at B1 when he got out. And basically medically separated from the military. Awesome guy. He was a B-2. I was in Guam for a short time, and it was me and a couple other first classes were helping him out as a second, but he was doing like a job way, you know, he was doing a first class job. So we're helping him out. He's doing like a lot of cool shit. And he kicked ass at it, building a fucking, it's like a mechanic shop in Guam, and had him just about ready to come on the podcast, and he died in a motorcycle wreck like two, three weeks before we actually were supposed to record, which really sucks. I mean, that's one way to get out of a podcast. I say that jokingly, but son of a bitch. No, I love that dude. He's good people, and we did a benefit for him not too long ago. It was a motorcycle ride up in Folsom. And just going to say that Jake's Journey Home, which is a program his mom put together, they're doing it again next year. And I emceed it this time, and I did agree to emcee it again next year. So if you're on a motorcycle, and especially if you're a CB, if you ride bikes, Folsom, next August, be there. It's going to be a fucking bike ride. Motorcycles. Yes. So anyways, be in Folsom, be at this thing. It's going to be fucking awesome. Jake's Journey Homes, another organization I think is really cool, because what they do is they get together a lot of people, and, my cat's fucking going crazy at the window. All right, just a sec. Let's let the cat in.
It's fast. Spaz, I just let him in the window. Fucking crazy ass cat.
All right, so back to the Jake's Journey Home. Al Schumann, it's his brother. He's a stand-up comic, funny motherfucker. He does stand-up comedy up in what's up, Spaz? He's like, cat's being shy. What's up, buddy? No, well, fuck you then, cat. Jake's Journey Home, they help homeless vets. They take in clothes and clean clothes. Fucked up, it was dirty, huh? No, they take clothes and they put together like clothing packages, and it's like basically shit you'd on a field exercise, as far as like cleaning kits, self-clean kits, stuff like that, you know. What do you call it? Like baby wipes or toiletries, you know, and they give them to homeless people. There's also a program where they help people get jobs, and they'll put people in hotels. And then like they're also helping homeless vets that have drug addictions and making sure they're in the right places and the right like programs if they want help. Now, remember another thing too, which leads me to this thing I've been wanting to say a while is, I think everybody likes to get fucked up. And if you do, and you do it responsibly, cool. And I'm the last person to say don't drink at all. But I'm definitely going to say that if you got some issues and you got some shit going on, some dark shit in your life. What, cat? So if you have some like dark shit in your life, maybe you should just walk away from the bottle. Feel those feelings. You know what I'm saying? And get through your shit. Instead of suppressing them and then getting hammered, and then that just makes things a lot worse, you know. Get drunk the first day, but don't spend the rest of your life drunk as shit. So holidays are coming up. Reach out. Celebrate on the holidays. Don't spend your entire 24/7 fucked up. And, yeah, that's that. Public service announcement. Any questions for me? No? Okay, anyways. What do I think? Oh, I'm not going to get into politics, man. Like, I really don't give a fuck. Like, that's for another time. So anything but politics, I'll answer. I think gas prices suck. You know, I will say that. What's up, cat? Are you just yawning? My cat's over here fucking looking at me like, bitch, are you going to get off the fucking phone? So, Somebody asked about a Kuwait deployment. Drink responsibly. Yes. And that's another thing too. You know, do your heroin responsibly. You know, don't share needles. Just kidding. Don't do heroin. It's bad. I don't want somebody to like go out, go crazy and be like, oh, he's encouraging heroin. I ain't encouraging shit. I'm encouraging in responsible use. As far as touring, and I don't really have much coming up right now. It was weird because like before the whole COVID-19 thing, I was on the road quite often. I had a question about touring and stuff. So like I'm on Facebook Live and Instagram. So like for those dear podcast listeners, I'm fielding questions from the interwebs. So anyways, as far as touring, I mean, I'll go anywhere. Talk to your local comic book store. Talk to your local comic club and put my name in. I've probably been there once before. So that's the cool thing about this, the stand-up comedy thing. It's a small world. And if you are, I don't care, if it's like the Virginia Beach Funny Bone's a good one. For example, like Rick Bruner, one of the fucking best dudes out there as far as I'm concerned, because he helped me out a lot. Like when I was going through some shit, the motherfucker made sure I stayed in the club, and just use that place as an example. So like message the comedy clubs, and it's the same for any club, you know what I mean? Like any entertainer that you like, message them. If you like a comic that, especially if they're from that region, you know, hit them up. You know, it might not even be me, it just might be, I don't know, Chris Titus or somebody, and you're a big fan of them, you know, drop that name to that club and then get them booked, get them some work. All right, are you going to be live at the same bat time and same bat channel? I'm going to do my best to be live at the same bat time and same bat channel, Scott. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to do this every Wednesday at five-ish. We'll just say five-ish for now. You know, I mean, if the comedy store wants to pick me back up, I'll definitely go back there. That was my home for years up until COVID happened. Now they have a studio, but they went in a whole nother direction with stuff. So that's cool. And I am very happy with what they have done I'm very happy with what they've done with the Comedy Store podcast. You know, I miss it. Don't get me wrong. Rick and Eleanor are two of my favorite stand-up comedians. So I just love sitting in that room with those guys. And if you don't know, dear listener, right now, I used to produce the Comedy Store podcast for like 2 years, two, 3 years. And it was a great time. And I also recorded my podcast there in that same studio. And, you know, I don't know, we got to figure something out. I got to get back on track. And, but I'm just doing it guerrilla style, punk rock like a motherfucker, just doing it, basically doing it, and take it to the garage, take it to the shed, take it to my room. I played Capture the Flag. I won. So anybody else got any questions, concerns, complaints, anything like that? A lot of cool people. Thanks all you guys for fucking tuning in and checking out the show. Yeah, I definitely need to get down to San Diego again. All right. I'm not the best guy to talk religion. You know, like, and I'm happy with, I don't care what you believe in, as long as it's not like fucking burning yourself on fire because you're upset about a pizza or something. But, I do like going to, I do like, I, I'm not really, I fucking hate saying it, but I'm not really that religious. You know what I mean? Like, but that's a whole nother conversation, but I do like going to this church, and I like the people, and I like the interaction, and, you know, I like any message that's a good message, you know, and I like good leadership, and I like public speaking. I admire people that speak publicly, and I don't care who it is. There's something to take away from that shit, you know, and, I went with the Stimsons. I told the story before. I went with the Stimson family to a church in San Diego, and ended up going on a mission with that church to build houses in Ensenada, Mexico. And yes, all those are comic books. And I went down to Ensenada, Mexico, and built houses with the church and stuff like that. And they're doing it again in February. And I really dig the people. So I'm going to be cool back And I'll be back at that church and going on one of those tours in February. I'll be down in San Diego a lot more. You know, it's cool because there's a lot of friends that I have down there. And there's a lot of friends I have down there, and I got to spend more time with them. And congratulations, the Stimson family. They're going to have a baby boy, so that's awesome. I'm going to try to get down to San Diego within the, I think they got a comic book convention going on down there, speaking of these comics, but it's kind of like a San Diego Comic Con miniature version. And my buddy, Chris Roop, he is going to be down there. That's like my pull box is from Roop's Comics in Fremont, Ohio. And I do work for Golden Apple here in LA. So, I do bags and boards and do some other shit for, Golden Apple in Los Angeles. And that's where part of my pull box is. I'm a fucking comic book nerd, dude. So, like, part of my pull box is here, but I will forever, like, fucking Semper Fi, forever be faithful to my hometown one in Fremont, Ohio, which is Roop's Comics. And I get my, like, my Wolverine and the Punisher isn't out yet. There's no Punisher comics right now. But I get my Wolverine and my Amazing Spider-Mans through that comic book store. And so I'd be interested in helping out in Ensenada. I have two strong arms. All right. So Scott, you just go online. Skyline Church is the name of the church, and then Google that stuff. And it's not going to happen until February. I got to tell you though, the fucking funny thing is though, is filling out. The funny thing is filling out the forms. Cause I had to fill out a waiver saying that I wasn't going to use profanity and shit like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And it's like, it's funny because the church, fucking pastor, dude, whatever they call him. Anyways, the Jesus guy, he was like talking about the Philippines and talking about Mexico and that, like, you know, and I'm thinking, this is like the first time I'm hearing a story about the Philippines and Tijuana that did not involve hookers in any way. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, wow, that's, people do good things in these places. And I'm like, man, I'm going to Mexico for God. This is crazy. You know what I mean? So I thought that was neat, but it's a lot of different type of construction. It's fun to watch these guys build stuff. And then, you know, cause there's some of the stuff you're just like, what the fuck? Why are you doing it that way? Oh, okay. Okay. I see what you did there. You have those kind of moments. And, I found out that, what pains me at being, you know, a construction guy was the way people that don't do construction hold hammers. And you're just like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, you know, and it took me about, I don't know, just a little bit of time to just say, well, at least they're fucking doing something and not bitching about them. I found out that the best thing, the most productive thing I could do, well, instead of actually do the construction, just be the guy that's holding things, you know, just be the, because, you know, you have some really nice Christian families and come in and you know, bless their heart, as my grandma would say. And they've never really done anything like physical. I mean, they're accountants and, you know, and stuff like these worlds I can't imagine, because like all they've ever done was, you know, hard labor and trash talk. And that's what I get paid to do, you know, my entire life. So like being a lawyer is so far from, you know, so far from what I do. But I found that the best way I could, the most impactful thing I could do is not do anything, except for help. So instead of being the guy or gal, being the guy who's like always telling people, hey, do this, do this, do this. Just be like, hey man, why don't you try doing it this way? Just like showing just simple construction shit that you take for granted if you've been doing it for a while. Just like holding a hammer and then explaining why the mechanical advantages of the things and, you know, why you'd hang drywall horizontally instead of vertically. And, you know, because you're going to hit more studs on this instead of just the shit that you learn, you pick up going through it. Anyways, pretty cool. You know, had a lot of fun doing that. But about ready to bid you guys adieu, unless you guys have any more questions or concerns or anything. I'm assuming that's a no. So, yeah, if you want to contribute to the podcast, Venmo me at Josh96O'Brien. And if you don't, I don't give a shit. If you do, I'm going to send you stickers and all that other fun stuff. My whole point of doing this anymore is just trying to help other fellow veterans, you know, that's out there. And if you help me out, that's cool. You contribute to this podcast. Everything's going right directly into the podcast for gear and bandwidth and all that other bullshit, you know, and then, because dude, I'm already good to go with everything else. But if you want to contribute, cool. If you don't, that's fine. But if you do, I'm going to send you stickers, and you better, like, you know, send me a picture of those things, you know? So, all right. So I guess we're going to sign off, man. For all those I followed, thanks for making me a better leader. For all those I've led, thanks for making me a better person. And my favorite part too is keep your chin up. Never let the bastards get you down. Fuck the bozos. And never forget. OB, that's me, loves you. And we're out. Cue that Navy CB song. Hoorah. Yo, and Cohen's a player.